Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. DFL Representative Lee Finke of St. Paul is proposing bills that would ban federal agents from wearing masks and their vehicles from being unmarked. Finke says even if these bills pass the next legislative session, questions will come up.
When we see the civil rights of our individuals being broken in the way that they are, we can pass all the laws we want. If nobody's going to enforce them, they're not going to save and help our people. So we need partnership with the enforcement of these laws.
Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith reacted to the proposals.
Legislators can talk all the time about it, but everything is in a tie. It has to be bipartisan, and we're not going to draw and waste time on federal issues that couldn't be taken care of at a state level anyway. Sure. Doesn't make sense.
The next legislative session begins February 17th. Republican candidate for Minnesota Governor Chris Maddle is dropping out of the race. Maddle says he supported the original goals of Operation Metro Surge, but it's gone beyond its stated focus of public safety threats.
United States citizens, particularly those of color, live in fear. United States citizens are carrying papers to prove their citizenship. That's wrong.
In a video on X, Maddle also says he can't support the National Republicans' stated retribution on the citizens of Minnesota, nor count himself a member of a party that would do so. Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and guitarist Bonnie Raitt is coming to the Minnesota State Fair. Raitt and her band are playing opening night Thursday, August 27th. State Fair tickets go on sale this Friday. Twins Fest wrapped up at Target Field over the weekend, and new manager Derek Shelton says he felt very welcomed by the team's fans, but also understands they have some questions.
The reception's been good, number one. And number two, yeah, you sense the frustration and understand that. And I think we embrace that. There's some ability to win trust back, and we win trust back on the product we put on the field, how we handle ourselves, how we communicate, the positivity aspect of it. And I think that is important.
Twins pitchers and catchers are set to report to spring training in Fort Myers in less than 3 weeks. In other headlines, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says the Customs and Border Protection officers involved in the deadly shooting of 37-year-old Alex Preddy in Minneapolis Saturday were wearing body cameras, and that footage from multiple angles are now under review by investigators. Renewable fuels advocates are disappointed the U.S. House Appropriations Package did not include a provision allowing year-round sales of E15. Brian Werner of the Minnesota Biofuels Association says this could block summertime E15 sales in 42 states.
We've got record high production that we really need additional market support to bring those corn prices up. And E15 is one way we can do that with absolutely no cost to the federal government.
A new EPA rule allows Minnesota and seven other Midwestern states to sell E15 year-round. And fire crews are investigating a house fire that destroyed a home near Pelican Rapids Sunday afternoon. When first responders arrived, the house was already fully engulfed. The fire spread quickly, and the home is considered a total loss. No one was hurt, and the cause is yet to be determined. This is MNN.